Welcome to episode 2 of the Never Run EMS podcast. I'm your host, Jesse LaPadula. Let's get right into it. So in the last episode, we talked about the difference between a job and a career in EMS. And I gave you a little bit of a teaser telling you that I would be discussing why Taylor Swift is not a real musician. Hopefully I got some Swifties listening to this episode. I know several of them. She's really popular. She is worth a lot of money. So how could I be saying something as preposterous as she is not a real musician? So a little bit of background. I wanted to be a musician my entire adolescence. I obviously play guitars and I sing and I play saxophone. So when I was in high school, I really wanted to go to music school and I really just was not cut out for it. The only reason that I wasn't cut out for it is because I hated practicing. So the only college that I got into was the Berklee College of Music, and that was going to be 60 grand a year to play guitar, and I just wasn't a huge fan of doing that. So I remember having a conversation with an uncle of mine at a family reunion where he was talking about his job as an advertiser. He was telling me, listen, if you're not going to college to be a musician, you can still be a musician. I said, yeah, but you know, I don't think I'm going to be good enough if I don't go to college. And at the time, I was in a band. I was in a cover band. You know, I was making $100 here and there every weekend. It was a really fun time. And he said, well, no, I think that you can be a musician. And I said, well, I'm already trying. You know, it's not going so hot. And he said, no, I'm not telling you to be a star. I'm telling you to be a musician. And I asked him what he meant by that. And truly what he said was pretty life-saving. life-saving. It was pretty life-changing. Shout out to Uncle Peter. So let's get into it. So Taylor Swift is a star. She is not a musician. A star is a musician, actor. Let me put on my reading glasses again. A star is a musician, actor, entrepreneur, or politician who is simply the face of a much larger enterprise. Money is made in so many ways beyond what the consumer consumes. And with Taylor Swift, the consumer is consuming music, right? So what else is she monetizing on? She's selling records, concert tickets, merchandise, movie tickets, soundtracks for movies, advertisements. You know, it's a billion-dollar industry behind her. She's generating jobs. She's generating income. Stadiums are selling out. World tour. It's over, right? She's taken over the world, for better or for worse. So if she only sold records, she'd probably be worth a few million. You know, Spotify doesn't pay that much, right? And she gets enough listeners to where, all right, she'd probably be worth, you know, a healthy 50 million, which is still fantastic, but certainly not $1.2 billion, okay? So she is what we refer to as a star, a lot like, you know, Tom Cruise. You know, he is a star. There's a lot more to his income and his worth than his movies. So let's talk about Johnny Guitar, the musician. Ask yourself, when I tell you that Johnny Guitar is a musician, what do you picture him doing for work on a regular basis? Just think about that for a second. I'm telling you, all right, there's this guy who plays guitar, he's in a band, and I tell you his job is a musician. What do you picture him doing? What do you picture him making? Is he only making music, or rather making money making music, in local bars on the weekends? Is he going on tour once a year, making a couple YouTube videos, trying to promote his album that he recorded in his basement? You know, is he always trying to make it? Is he trying to become a star? If that's what you were picturing, I would suggest yes. You know, he is a musician. He's only trying to make money by playing music for other people. So a little bit of background on this. I was a Johnny Guitar during college, but I was a working musician. There's a difference between Johnny Guitar the musician and Jesse the working musician. You're not just playing gigs, otherwise you become the quintessential starving artist. A working musician plays gigs on the weekends, and that's what the fun part is, right? I was earning about $100 per show. I was in a band with four other people. We would get about $500 a weekend, and my share of that would be $100. Keep in mind, this was 11, 12 years ago, and rent was only $500 a month, so I felt pretty good about it. I was also teaching guitar lessons. I was charging up to $50 an hour to teach guitar lessons. In fact, I was the only teacher in the area here that would drive to the students. I was making $50 an hour doing that, which was really good money. I was fixing guitars for people. I'd, you know, maybe charge $30, $40 for a simple repair like that. And I was recording other artists with my little home studio. I'd sit in for other bands. I would play in pit orchestras around town, right? So I wasn't just playing these gigs and hoping one day I would be seen and make it. Certainly not in a cover band, folks, right? I was working industriously to work as a working musician. Stay with me. We're gonna bring this to paramedicine here pretty shortly. In summation, a musician is someone who probably just plays gigs, right? It's easy and enjoyable for them to continue to pick up these gigs, which doesn't pay very well. It's akin to hitting that overtime button for us, right? It's easy for us to pick up overtime. It's always there. There's always an opportunity to do it. It doesn't require us to be very industrious. We just go pick up overtime and we do it often, often, often. And by the way, I'm not here to bash overtime. I believe that overtime is a tool to be used. It's going to be an episode about it. But what it does do is create a hard life, right? If we are always, always working overtime, if all I'm ever doing is playing gigs on the weekend, during the week, I'm not enriching my life in other areas. Very few can make it without burnout. Certainly true in EMS, right? I find that a lot of folks who work overtime or work multiple jobs in EMS, we're getting burned out. And I was definitely one of those providers. So a paramedic who's only working their W-2 job, even if it's for a few different ones, is only ever going to be a musician. Just because we work at multiple jobs doing the same thing, that doesn't make us that working musician. There's no diversification to our income. Let's talk again about that musician who's just making his money playing gigs. Let's pretend that COVID happens, which actually did happen. Those musicians were not playing gigs, but the ones, and I know I have a community of them here where I live, the ones that were monetizing their skill set by teaching guitar lessons virtually, by fixing people's guitars, by finding other ways to make money within that space, writing songs for other people, those were the ones who were surviving. Those are the ones who are the working musicians. And I believe that there is a version of that as working paramedics. To the musician, the non-working musician, and to the non-working paramedic, I think that we could therefore say, well, this is a job, right? Maybe it's not a career. And sometimes all we need is a job. But I like to think of EMS as the potential to be a career, as we talked about in the last episode. In conclusion on that, it's easy to pick up overtime, but it's just like it's easy to play another gig. It's harder, but not impossible, to find other ways to make money to diversify this job, therefore making it a career. A working musician, a working paramedic is somebody who's going to monetize the entire skill set across different income streams. They're a musician, therefore they can work as a musician and they can teach others to be a musician, just like we can teach others to be a paramedic. So what is the difference between being a star then and being a working musician? If you recall, we were talking about Taylor Swift. She's the star, right? But it sounds an awful lot like she's a working musician, right? So what's the difference between the star and the working musician? And the answer is really simple, billions of dollars and lots of jobs created in their wake, right? But on a more serious note, the working musician thinks and acts just like a star, right? So the everyday hustle of that working musician is exactly the same as a star, right? So when I was working as a working musician, my everyday looked just like that of Taylor Swift. You know, maybe not as glamorous, right? The everyday hustle of that working musician is exactly the same, but finding that monetization across different platforms, certainly a similar endeavor. If we're a paramedic and all we're doing is working our W-2, we will only ever be a musician trying to make it. Now, again, I can't emphasize this enough. This only applies to those of us who are not satisfied with our salaries. Maybe we're comfortable working just our 48 every week and we're in the financial position to do so. And that's absolutely fantastic. That's a great, great place to be. Then we're really, truly working to live. It's not our entire meal, right? It's one part of the food pyramid for us. And that's absolutely fantastic. I'm really speaking to those of us who don't find that the base salary for our job is enough. And we're tired of working overtime. We're tired of diminishing returns for the work that we're putting out. And for those of us who are okay with just working the W-2 and we don't wish to go on to higher paying fields, there's no shame in being a musician. For each of us, our journey is very unique in this endeavor. But of course, this podcast is really made for either reinforcing that behavior or for reinforcing a new behavior in us in trying to think like a star. So I'm asking you, do you want to be a star? Do you want to be a Taylor Swift in this field? If so, there's a lot of avenues to be able to do it. I don't think we'll ever be billionaires, but I do think that we can safely save for retirement and work an enjoyable field in paramedicine. So why would some of us want to become a working paramedic. We're not satisfied with our current salary, which may only increase with inflation. I worked a job for a couple of years that the only increase that we would get would be consistent with inflation, which they assumed was only 3% every year. I don't need to remind any of us that certainly the last couple of years, 3%, we would have begged and been so satisfied with 3% inflations, right? So effectively, it became clear that I was making less than the year before, especially when I would go to the gas pump or the grocery store. Am I right? We're not comfortable with whatever retirement our company may offer, right? If that 3% match is not enough to sustain us. And I'm going to, in the next episode, talk about how do we find out if that's going to be enough for retirement. If we're tired of hitting that overtime button and working 60 plus hour weeks. I have a lot of interest outside of EMS. And I remember a year and a half ago, and part of the inspiration for this podcast actually was I was working 85, 90 hours a week, just picking up overtime. We had several people leave our place of work, and I picked up absolutely everything that I could. And I remember going out to eat with my friends for the first time in a couple of weeks, and I just realized I'm exhausted. The everyday hustle of that working musician is exactly the same. This is not something that's sustainable for me. It's not something that I want to continue doing. It's not good for my mental health, right? The everyday hustle of that working musician is exactly the same. So I really had that realization and recognized, you know, listen, there's got to be other ways than overtime to make money, and we're going to talk a lot about those. If we want to spend more time at home with family on our hobbies, there's other ways to make the money from overtime, and I would argue even more in less time. And if you want to diversify your income portfolio for added security, we live and work in a career, unfortunately, that is just rampant with work-related injuries, back problems. You know, our own health is sometimes not where it should be. We're working a job that we could be injured at any moment and put out of work. So I think now more than ever, it's important to think about other safety nets that we can have in place. So I came up, just to sort of close this episode out, a short list of how to become a working paramedic. There are some that claim that EMS should be simply a stepping stone toward another career altogether. And I talked a lot about this in the first episode, where I think that this could be the end of that stepping stone. In fact, why is it that we're the stepping stone and we're not the end game, right? I believe that for a lot of us, certainly for me, EMS is sort of the end game. Your W-2 job as a paramedic on an ambulance should be a stepping stone to developing a skill set you can monetize outside of the box. You know, what are we doing during our downtime to help ourselves outside of the box? Are we trying to teach CPR classes? Are we looking for other high-paying jobs? Are we asking for raises at our current place of employment? Is that possible? If not, how do we get to a place where that is possible? How can we start working for a place that actually values us? You know, there's no love lost for a lot of the companies out there that treat us like crap, guys. I'm not sitting here saying that we should all be happy with where we're working. I myself have worked for, I think, 5 or 6 different ambulance agencies at this point, and I'm only 9 years in. And the fact of the matter is that a lot of these places are bad to work. So we should be asking ourselves, if we're working at an objectively bad place to work, how are we going to get to an objectively good place to work? Because they are out there. Are we teaching CPR classes? Are we teaching EMS classes? Are we getting our names out there so that we're asked to do these things? One other option that I found, and this is not a plug by any means, but Worst Responders, you can find them on Instagram. I was able to find offshore contracts. They update the list every week or two to include other opportunities that are extremely high paying, whether they be offshore, whether it be contract work. So if you're looking for non-permanent way to make a heck of a lot more money, I would definitely recommend checking them out and subscribing to their newsletter like I did. All right, guys, so that wraps up episode 2. Great discussion today on why Taylor Swift is not a real musician. I know it's going to rub some people the wrong way, but let me know. Are you a Swiftie? Are you somebody who's completely satisfied with their salary working your 48 hours a week? Is that working out for you? If so, fantastic. I'm really glad to hear that. Are you somebody who's interested in learning more about how to optimize their current situation so that they have a way for retirement eventually without a pension, right? Well, that's what the next episode is going to be about. If you have questions on this, then I would definitely tune in for the next episode. And what other money-making opportunities exist out there that I may not have gone over? Are there other ways to become a working paramedic as opposed to a paramedic? You know, love to hear it. Please let me know in the comments here. Shoot me a message. show up on Reddit. I post there a lot. I look forward to hearing from you. Thanks again for listening and look forward to catching you next time. Thank you very much and never run. Hey, thanks again for listening to this episode of the Never Run EMS podcast. If you like what you heard, please be sure to like and subscribe on whatever format you're listening to. To connect with me and share your ideas for future episodes, please visit neverrunmedic.com. That's NEVERUN medic.com. And yes, it's missing an R. Be sure to subscribe to the video versions of this podcast on Instagram and YouTube as well. Thank you again. Stay safe and never run.